Hello. Hello and welcome, all of you watching online this Sunday morning. We thank God for his goodness and faithfulness. As you stream in, as you watch, may the Lord God minister to you today. I would like us to pray, even as we have time to look into God's word in this time and season. Our Father and our God, I pray this day, I commit it into your hands. And I pray for your people, even as I pray for myself. Lord, I lift up our nation. Pray, God, for your children in this land. And those listening, oh God, I pray that your hand will be upon us. That in this time and season of the year, Lord, you will reign and you'll be exalted. I pray specifically that your peace will be upon us as your children and as your people in this nation and across the world. We thank you, God, and we honor you. And I pray that you give us understanding through your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone say amen. This morning I would like to ask a question which is going to be the focus of my sharing. And the question is, can we really keep our calm in the present reality? I want to ask you, as you watch this morning, can you really keep your calm in the present reality? Is it possible to be at peace looking at the way things are in the present reality? Because we are being asked, please keep your calm, stay safe. Can we really keep our calm in the present reality? And that is the question that I would like us to explore this morning together. And I want to look at a portion of scripture in the book of Philippians, the letter of Philippians, or Paul to the Philippians. The letter of Paul to the Philippians. Now, the letter of Paul to the Philippians, in brief, is actually a letter written or was written when Paul was in confinement. It is said that he was not in a normal prison, but he was in imprisonment, but it was more of a confinement in a house. He was living on his own, but he was under guards. He was under confinement, which kind of speaks to the situation that we are in. Of course, the reasons were different. For us, we are in the situation because of the threat of coronavirus, COVID-19. And he puts down these words to encourage the Philippians who are concerned about his state in prison, because they loved him. He was, you know, a minister to them. And he writes these words, inspired by the Holy Spirit, the words that I would like us to focus on in the sharing today. He says, in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to verse 8, I will read from the Amplified Version. The Bible says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, or every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. He is in confinement. He is in a form of imprisonment. And he is writing to our people who are free. And he is telling them, do not be anxious or worried about anything. Of course, they were worried and concerned about him. But he says, but in everything or every circumstance or situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God. It means that this was his practice. While in prison, while in circumstances that were difficult, he was finding time to practice making requests by prayer and by petition with thanksgiving. It goes on to verse 7, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. If you practice, if you bring your issues with thanksgiving in prayer and petitions to God, there is a promise. The peace of God, the reassurance to the heart, that which transcends or goes beyond the understanding, the natural understanding that we have. Because for us, peace is only when things are working well. That peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. He goes ahead to say in verse 8, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. I'll add another extra scripture there. Psalms 55. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Now, the question is, we are getting a message, encouraging a people who are free, and the message is from somebody who is actually serving an imprisonment, even though it was in a form of confinement. He couldn't just move anywhere. There were guards around his life, just like it is now in our present. How can you find, can we really keep calm in the present reality, in the way things are? I want to share a few lessons, just three admonitions from the book of Philippians, or from the way Paul presents to us. And we can learn and gain something from this. I am speaking to you. I am speaking to myself. Things are not the same again. Things have changed. People are asking questions and they do not have answers. People are worried. They are concerned. And these worries are taking toll on us. And we are not able to actually in reality be at peace or calm down. And that's why the question is, can we really keep our calm in the present reality? I want us to see some help from the Word of God on how we can be able to trust God to help us to keep our calm in the present reality. There are three things that I would like to share with us. The first thing that we need in order to trust God to help us to keep our calm is present our concerns to God. Present your concerns to God. Present your issues to God. Present your worries to God. Whatever it is, we need to present to God. That is the first admonition. Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious or worried about anything. This does not mean worry or fear or anxiety is not going to cross in your mind. Actually, as I speak to you, I know you are facing it. I am facing it all over the world. We are facing it. Every day, there is an anxious thought. There is a worry that we are faced with. But Paul says, it is not that Paul is denying, or Scripture is denying, issues of anxiety, but he's saying, but in everything, in that circumstance, in the face of the reality of the coronavirus, in the face of the reality of the way issues are going, he says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. Continue. Don't stop. Don't say, I have prayed, I have asked God enough. Continue. Continue. Let us continue to present our concerns to God. My brother, my sister, my friend who is listening to me, my question is, have you stopped? Have you given up? Have you said, I think God in this one, I don't know whether he is really concerned. I am here to encourage you and myself that let us continue to present our concerns to God. The question is, what really is the source of your fear or your anxiety? What really is the source? What really is the source? Is it COVID-19? Is that really the source of your fear or your anxiety? As I mentioned an example, one of the men said COVID-19 is not his real fear. His real fear and concern and anxiety is to stay at home with his wife. He fears his wife more than COVID-19. Is it your family sustainability? That could be your source of anxiety. You're worried about how your family will be sustained in this time and season. Is it your job security? Some of us are worried and concerned about our job security. We might just lose our jobs. Or by the time things maybe sober up, it will be late and it will be difficult. And we are worried. And it's a genuine worry, it's a genuine concern. Is it your business or financial sustainability that is bringing you anxiety? And for that, for those of us who are preachers, some of us will be asking, will the church survive? Will the members of our church survive? Will God's children survive? You could be having those questions, and that is the source of your anxiety. But we are encouraged in Scripture, when we are faced, when we are in this reality of issues or things facing us presently, and in this case, COVID-19, with all its threats, with all its challenges, we are told to bring those concerns to God by prayer and by petition, but with thanksgiving. So the Bible is telling us, for us to experience calm, because calm is the work of the inside that helps us to face what is outside there, we need to begin with thanksgiving and praise. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your specific requests. God wants us to begin with thanksgiving. We need to show gratitude. We need to declare his greatness and his ability to intervene. We need to give praise to our God, and that is thanksgiving. Since this has been with us, there are things we can say thank you to God. The family unit is together, courtesy of this pandemic. The father, the mother, the children now can find time together. We need to thank God for that that opportunity that we have. Efforts by the government, the measures even the call to prayer. We need to thank God. We also need to thank God that by comparison, the continent of Africa, the cases are fewer since the pandemic started. God has been merciful, not because we are good. And I have to tell you, if it came full-blown, we don't have the capacity, we don't have the facilities, we don't have even the personnel to be able to handle it. And God has actually slowed, if you actually think about it. And so we need to thank God. Also, those people sometimes who feel that maybe some people are more privileged than others, COVID-19 has shown that all human beings are equal. It affects the great, the middle, and the low, if that is how you classify people. All of us are in it. All of us are in it. We need to be thankful to God. Can you remember God's faithfulness before this COVID-19? Do you know that God has been good to you, has been providing and taking care of you? Please be thankful. Don't just complain. Don't just be there saying all these things. There is something that we can actually be able to thank God for his goodness, for his faithfulness. He has been so good. We need to be thankful to God in this season, in this time. Show gratitude. But apart from giving thanks, we need to make requests by prayer. We need to ask God for help. Ask God for intervention. Ask God for relief. Ask God for to deal with the issues that are before us. And we just need to go beyond asking to petitioning, bringing an honest plea with God to show his mercy upon us as his people. We know that this thing is difficult. It has taken many lives. But if we plead, if we bring our honest plea, our petition to God, and ask him and say, God, show mercy. God, help us. God, intervene. God, stop it. God, come through. He hears us if we honestly bring this to him. So we need to present our concerns by being thankful, by bringing our prayers and our petitions to him this morning. And the Lord hears that. The Lord takes note of that. The Lord intervenes. The Lord prevails. The Lord is concerned. So that is the first thing that can help us to keep calm. Prayer looks like it's just, you know, you're just talking. But when God sees that you are presenting your concerns, your worries, your fears, he begins to act. He begins to do something. So I want to encourage you as you watch online this sharing. Don't take it lightly. That 10 minutes, that 5 minutes when you just stop and say, Lord, I stop here. I pray for my family. I lift up my family. I lift up the nation. I pray and commit this to the Lord. God hears that. God takes note of that. At the end of this sharing, we're going to take some little time to pray, to bring the issues to the Lord. And I believe that God will minister and speak to us. The second thing that will help us to keep calm, or that is helpful for us to keep calm in the present reality, is have confidence in God's intervention. Have confidence in God's intervention. Paul says in verse 7 of Philippians chapter 4, when you have presented this in prayer, in supplication with thanksgiving, the Bible says in verse 7, and the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. When we bring our requests, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, God releases peace. And this peace works in our lives, without not necessarily depending on the circumstances. Paul was in prison. He had peace. We can have peace in the present reality. God can release peace in our hearts, can release peace in our minds. There are people who actually may die, not because of COVID-19, but because of the fear of COVID-19. Fear will just kill their immunity. If anything comes, just it may not even be COVID-19, it will just take them away because of fear. But we don't have to fear. We need the peace of God. The Bible says, that peace which reassures the heart. That peace which transcends all understanding. You know, normally we understand that peace is with people when in the absence of war or trouble. But the peace which transcends all understanding is that peace which somebody has and yet the outside is not good. They are faced with threat. That peace only God supplies, only God gives. And the first point for him to provide is when we present our concerns to him. And the peace which of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. Peace is yours. Peace is for your family. Peace is for you in this very challenging, difficult time that we are in the history of humanity. At least in our time. Talk to a friend of mine, he said, in his lifetime, he has never seen something like this. Actually, I have also never seen something like this in my lifetime. Maybe older people might have seen something more terrible than this. But in my lifetime, this is strange. This is unique. But God can give us peace. And so we need to have confidence in God's intervention. We need to have that assurance of God being in charge. We need to have the assurance of his presence even in this time of, difficult. Then he will protect our inner lives. You know, when we are praying, we are pouring out our pain, our frustrations, which results in the right person carrying your weight. And the right person to carry your weight is God. Jesus told the disciples in Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28, come to me, all that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, you who are carrying heavy burdens. And the burdens may include fear, may include, the way we see the current situation, and I'll give you rest. You will have peace in your mind. Let's have confidence in the God who is able to calm our minds, to calm our hearts. But why should we have this peace? Why should we have confidence in God? 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The first thing for you to have confidence is to know that the one that you are presenting your concerns to is hearing you. You know, when you talk to someone and you know that he's not hearing, you know that he will not do anything. But if you know that he's hearing you, you know that he will do something. But God is saying, the word of God is saying, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask that God will intervene in COVID-19, it is in his will. If we ask for God to protect us, it is in his will. If we ask that God will provide wisdom for our leaders, it is in his will. If we ask that God will provide a way out, it is in his will. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. If we know that he's hearing us, If we know that he's listening to us, then the petitions, the prayers that we are bringing to him, he has answered, he has prevailed. And when we have that confidence, that assurance, now that is where now it settles. The peace comes to us. I read a story. It was kind of just a forward on a WhatsApp of a soldier. And this is how it goes. During an intense war in the battlefield, a young soldier was separated from his comrades while retreating in defeat. The war was intense. And so he was retreating, but somehow he was separated from his comrades. The young soldier ran as fast as he could while the enemy troops gave a chase. The enemy noted him and they began to give a chase to follow him up. It goes ahead and says, alone and exhausted, the soldier knows that the enemy was close behind. He spotted an old abandoned house and ran towards it quickly. He crawled into one of the dark rooms and hid. He saw an old house and he ran into it and he looked into one of the dark rooms and he got inside there. Feeling safe for a moment, he knows once the enemy troops finds the house, he will be captured and killed. He knows his life is at risk, is at stake. Not unless they don't spot the house. He knew that he might actually be killed. So awaiting his doomed fate, he prayed to God. While we are in this, my friend, let us pray to God. And then this is his prayer. Lord, please protect me. My life is in your hands. May your will be done. I love and trust you. That was his prayer. After this prayer, a spider began to weave a web at the entrance of the room. The spider layered delicate threads one by one across the room's doorway. The young soldier thought, I asked God for protection from guns and bullets, yet he sends a little spider to save me. Enemy troops discovered the old house and began searching each room one after another. The young soldier could hear his enemy's footsteps moving closer towards his hideout. As the enemy troops reached the entrance of the room, they stopped and said, nobody can be in that room. They will have had to break the spider's web to enter. Let's keep moving. The enemy troops then backed away and searched elsewhere. In amazement, the young soldier fell to his knees and prayed, Lord, please forgive me, for I lack faith. Where there is God, nothing is impossible. When we face times of distress, do not forget that God works and protects in the most surprising ways. My friends, the God who made a web, very delicate thing, and protected that soldier. The Lord who sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. The Lord in whose hands he holds the whole world. The Bible says that the earth is his footstool. This God is great. We can trust him. We can bring COVID-19. We can bring our situations and we can have confidence in his intervention. Therefore, it is possible to find some calm. Yes, we are threatened. Yes, we feel it is difficult, but it is possible to find some calm in this difficult and challenging moment in time and present reality. There is hope, my brother. COVID-19 will not be there forever. We have confidence in God. We have confidence in him. So, if we are going to find calm, first, we need to bring our concerns to him by prayer, by petitions with thanksgiving. And number two, we need to have confidence that He is in charge. He is intervening. He is listening. He is hearing our prayer. And number three, keep a proper focus of your mind. Keep a proper focus of your mind. Keep a proper focus of your mind. Focus on true and verified information. The Bible says, finally, that is in verse 8 of Philippians chapter 4. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. We need to focus on true and verified information. There's a lot of information flowing on our phones that we don't know. Some of it, we don't know what we actually... Some of the information is very scary. Focus on information that is helpful for your proper functioning and well-being. What is going on in your phone, on your WhatsApp, on your social media? Do you think at the end of the day, when you do an analysis, has it costed your functioning and well-being? Focus on what brings you peace and not anxiety. The Word of God should be our focus. Good social media interaction is helpful. But we need to focus on that which will help us and give us peace. Paul tells the Philippians, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is of respect or worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure, wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. You know, what goes into our minds can cause a lot of damage, can even cause us sickness, can even cause our immunity if it implants fear. Isaiah 26, verse 3 and verse 4, from the Common English Bible, this is what it says. It says that those with sound thoughts, you will keep in peace. In peace because they trust in you. So when we trust in God, we will have sound thoughts. Verse 4, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is a rock for all ages. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock for all ages. There is no age, whether in our age where we are faced with COVID-19. There are ages back that face plagues like we are faced with. One that even cleared 50 million people. And yet God has remained faithful. He is the rock for all ages. The same scripture, Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4, from the Amplified Version, it says, in verse 3, you will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Verse 4, trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. Simply what scripture is telling you and me, my brother, is, the question is, where is your focus? Knowing the facts about corona is good. But where is your focus? Where is your focus? Because God looks at your focus. He knows you have the facts. He knows you have all this information. But where is your focus? Do you think God is in control? Or have you lost that truth? When we know that God is in control, our focus changes and God releases peace to us. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your paths straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. If we trust in God, if we rely confidently on the Lord, if we bring our own insight to him and our understanding to him, God is not telling us we don't reason, we don't use common sense, no. But if we bring it vis-a-vis when we compare with his wisdom and we trust in him, things will change. My friend listening to me right there online, whether you are in your house or wherever you are, I am sure that you are faced with anxiety, just as I am. I am sure we have this fear. You have this fear just as I am. But there is a difference on the impact that it will have depending on how we're going to act on it. Our hearts will calm, our minds will calm despite the present reality, if number one, we present our concerns, those very fears, those very concerns to God. And number two, if we have confidence in his intervention, it is not enough to present. Do you have confidence in his intervention? Ah, mambo bana mimi. Do we have confidence? Do you have confidence? God will release his peace. And yes, things are the way they are, but God has not denied us peace. And number three is that we need to keep a proper focus of our minds. A proper focus of our minds. As I already mentioned to you, I mentioned that we will, at the end of this message, we will take some little time to pray. To pray. And that is what I want to ask, exactly do that. But before I do that, maybe you are there listening to me, or listening to this voice, and you know that you have not made a commitment to Christ. Because this promise to keep someone calm in the face of the present reality is saying it is yours, but in Christ. Are you in Christ? Are you ready to invite Jesus, the Prince of Peace, into your life? You can actually say yes to Jesus this morning, and he can come into your heart, into your life. And so I want to briefly pray with you, then I'll wind up with the rest of the prayer. You can just invite him by making this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart to you. I receive you into my life as Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. Wherever you are and you have made that prayer, Jesus has come into your heart. Right now, We're not having church meetings. But I believe that soon there will be church meetings, soon or later after this pandemic is over. Find a church near you that preaches Christ, and you will be blessed. But if you are in Mombasa here, on Jomo Kenyatta Avenue, you can come and we worship together here at Mombasa Pentecostal Church. I'd like to pray with us, all of us, right as you are watching. What is it really that is going on in your heart? We cannot pretend, my brother, my friend watching me. The reality is, it is threatening. The truth is, God is in control. The Bible says, God owns the whole world. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness, and the people that dwell therein. God is not just a fellow human being like you and me. He's the one who created you. He owns the whole world. He is in charge. If we present, if we bring our concerns to him, he will take care of us. I want to pray for you and your family. I want to pray for our nation. I want to pray for peace. I want to pray for calm. I want to pray that the Lord will reign. We want to bring our lives to the Lord. So just bow your head in brief as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my listener right now. I pray that God, you'll stretch your hand and minister to my brother, to my sister, to this family listening, oh God, to that young child who has many questions, to that government worker, to that business person who is worried and concerned about their business, to that employee who is worried about the security of their jobs, oh God. I pray for peace, that which surpasses all human understanding, to guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. I pray for my brother and my sister. I pray for my friend who is watching. Lord, that you may minister, you may touch them, you may reign, you may intervene, you may prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that, Lord, you release peace, you release joy, you release wholesomeness, oh God, in the present reality. May we see you, may we experience you. May your victory, may your peace be upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father and our God, as your servant, Jehovah God, I bring a petition to you and pray that, Jehovah God, show mercy. Don't let this thing, oh God, escalate, but show mercy. Stop this plague, oh God, as you did in the days of Moses when he lifted up the bronze serpent, and when people looked up, they were saved and the plague stopped, oh God. Lord, I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ, may you, oh God, stretch your hand over the nation of Kenya and stop this plague, Jehovah God, from escalating. You know, oh God, that our nation, the economy of our land, may not be able to stand strong in a total lockdown, God. I pray that we will not reach there. I pray that, Lord, you'll come through for us in the name of Jesus Christ. COVID-19, you are a name. Jesus is the name above every name, is the name above you. And I pray that the name of Jesus will be lifted over Kenya. The hand of God will be exalted over Kenya in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, may we trust in you in this land. May the hand of God prevail over this land, oh God. I pray for believers over the nation. Give us the strength and the grace in this time to pray earnestly for our nation. I pray for men and women of God. Lord, it might look like it's very the toughest time of our lives, but God, we surrender to you, who is able to intervene, God. I pray, Jehovah God, for our national leaders, our president, the CS for health, Mutahi Kagwe, Lord, and all leaders of all levels, may you stretch your hand and give them wisdom. Bless them and give them peace, oh God. Help them, Jehovah God, with the wisdom needed in this time and season, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and blessed is your holy name. We give you honor and glory, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everyone say, Amen. Hallelujah.